Somewhere along the line when you were at OSU, rumors came about that you were going to return to Oklahoma University. So what's going on here?
Okay, now again, John, I've got to be a little religious because I don't have any other explanation. John Brooks was doing play-by-play for OU, and John is a heck of a talent. He is a tremendous talent, does a great job. But OU came to me and said, we want you to come back. Here's the religious part. OU's Myron Roderick was the athletic director at OSU. Myron and his wife, Joanne, and my wife became real, real good friends during the time I was up there. Okay, Myron had decided it was time to retire. And they hired Jim Garner as the athletic director at OSU. Now, Jim has no relation to the actor. Okay, Bill Teagans was a good friend of Jim Garner's. And Jim had nothing against me, but he sure did want Bill Teagans to come do their games. So Myron retires, Garner comes in, and he wasn't going to can me, but he just kind of let it be known that it would be nice if Teagans, his buddy, could do their game. So the door was open, and OU said, we want you to come back. And I said, okay. And so I talked to Garner, and he didn't want it to look like, and again, I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal here, but he didn't want it to look like OU had stolen us, Jack and I, or whatever. So for 2 or 3 months, or a month and a half anyway, during that summer, Donnie Duncan and Garner kind of worked out a deal where it wouldn't look like either school got screwed or whatever. And I went back to OU, and Teagans took over at OSU. And then Teagans gets killed in a plane crash.
Wasn't there a feeling about bringing Bill Teagans in because he was a television personality, and they thought that if we bring that television presence to OSU, that that will help us?
I mean, sure, but I was also on TVC, so, and I'm not belittling Bill. He did a heck of a job.
But he wasn't a play-by-play person at the moment.
Well,
he had to learn.
He learned it, and he did a good job. He didn't struggle. He was good. He'd done it in his career.
So did you ever wonder, well, why did he want Bill over me? Did you?
They've known each other for a long
time.
That's
just based on friendship.
I have no idea, because, in fact, a lot of the OSU people were very upset at that. Nothing against Teagans. It's just, that's what I say. It's kind of almost like somebody was.
I think somebody was looking out for you. But then when this all was happening, did Donnie Duncan call you from OU?
Yeah.
The fact that you got that call, you couldn't believe it.
Donnie said, we want you to come back.
Because you knew there was unrest at OSU, and here this call comes out of the clear blue sky. You didn't campaign for it. You didn't ask for it.
Nope, sure didn't. Just absolutely amazing.
But you know what? You were good. You left a good taste in the minds of those people at OU.
Well, I still have great friends at OSU. Really, as I said earlier, the OU people were more vitriolic, I'll use that term, than OSU both times. But there's never been a whole bunch of that. I don't know whether I got it from Dad or the good Lord or somebody, but I've not been the type to be bitter and say nasty things. I try to get along with folks.
What year was this then you went back to?
91.